This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we got a lineup. Less than 3 hours away from Astros-Yankees Game 3 ALCS. Gerrit Cole toeing the rubber. But who's going to be in that lineup? OG AJ Hinch has posted the lineup, that nice, pretty handwriting.
He does have great handwriting.
What do we got right now? What are we going to see? Who's in the lineup? Tell me that Carlos Correa been moved up?
No, but someone has been moved up. We've got, here's the lineup. Springer leading off, Altuve, Brantley third, Bregman fourth, Gurriel fifth.
Gurriel instead of Yordan.
Yep.
No Yordan behind Bregman. They move Yuli behind Breg. Put Alvarez in the sixth spot.
Yep. And Correa in the seventh. Reddick eighth, playing right field, and Maldonado catcher.
I think this is their best hitting lineup right here. Mm-hmm. I think the lineup that you just put out there, George Springer batting first, Altuve hitting second, Michael Effen Brantley hitting third, Alex Bregman fourth, Gurriel fifth, Alvarez sixth, Carlos Correa, the hero of game two, batting seventh, Josh Reddick eighth, and Maldonado ninth. I think this is the Astros' best hitting lineup.
I'm wondering, you know, you always have a reason for doing these things. I'm guessing he just feels like Correa is swinging a better bat against the Yankees, and the Yankees are going to give him better pitches batting in front of Correa more so than batting in front of Gurriel.
Possibly. Right? I don't know. I mean, I know he's got the lefties separated, which in between. So with Aaron Boone playing this bullpen game, mm-hmm. You separate Alvarez with Correa in the middle, and then Reddick, you see that. So I'm not sure what Hinch is thinking, but I like the lineup that they got out there today. I'm very confident that the Astros will get that 5 runs that I need now, even more so than I was before. Did you think that maybe they should have moved Correa up in the lineup given how he played, or you think 7 is perfect?
No, I think they could have, but I think this is just as good, if not better. Because as I mentioned, when Alvarez has kind of been struggling, you know, in terms of how they're attacking him. So in front of Gurriel, they're not really going to give him anything to hit, make him reach for things, because even if he gets on base, they feel better facing Gurriel with Alvarez on base, but they won't feel that good with Correa behind Alvarez, because Correa has been seeing the ball so well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he's been there. I mean, he saw it well last game.
Right.
I think, you know, this is...
No, this is an in-the-moment move.
This is definitely an in-the-moment move. And I think, you know, I'm just looking at that lineup. It looks beautiful.
Yeah.
It looks beautiful to me. Again, if you're just tuning in, the Astros lineup has been set. George Springer, he's going to bat leadoff. Jose Altuve, he's going to bat second. Michael Effen Brantley, he's going to bat third. Baseball Messiah Alex Bregman, fourth. Yuli Gurriel, fifth. Like I rolled the tongue there. Yordan Alvarez, he's going to bat sixth. Then we got Carlos Correa, seventh. Josh Reddick, who's been in and out of the lineup, is going to bat eighth. And then you got Martin Maldonado catching. What are you doing now?
There's more.
More? There's more.
Man, it's happening. Fast and Furious breaking news this hour here on In the Loop. Houston Rockets Gerald Green's foot is broken. And thought to be worse than initially expected, the Athletic's Sam Sharania is reporting that he could be ruled out for the year.
For the season. So Gerald Green, one of the important pieces off that Rockets bench, the man with 4 fingers on his shooting hand. Did you know that?
Yeah, because of you. I didn't know it before until you told me
He has 4 fingers on his shooting hand, and he might not even need any of them. He might be out for the season. We thought it was 2 months. We said it earlier. So Gerald Green out for the year. By the way, the Rockets start in 9 days.
It's awfully quick, isn't it?
I just kind of feel like the NBA needs to do something about that. There's that dead time between, you know, baseball. Maybe they should start a little bit later, because I don't know, man.
There should be like a
football and everything. I don't know if this is in their best interest.
There should be like a professional sports summit. Baseball, football, hockey, and
there is.
No, I'm saying
there's lots of them
for this purpose. All right, let's look at our schedules, guys. When's the best time for all? That way you can maybe move some seasons around in terms of when they start, when they finish, to maximize it for everybody. Because this is not maximizing the NBA year for the NBA, starting in, you know, in the middle of October.
By the way, if we're talking about this and we're talking about ideas and stuff that shouldn't happen, I don't think the NBA season should start right now.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, game four of the ALCS, there's a very good chance that the Astros game, there's a rain delay. That's trash. That's garbage, because I'm telling you this.
Well, you can't help rain.
John, yes, you can, because you should have a retractable roof at every stadium.
No, you should.
Yes. Little League is where you worry about rain delays. Johnny might not be able to play on Thursday, so he's going to go home and cry and stuff like that. When this much money's on the line, when people are paying hundreds of dollars on tickets, have already taken off a day of work, there should not be a rain delay at the professional level. This is why every single MLB team should have a retractable roof. There should not be a rain delay in the ALCS.
Yeah, baseball's made to be played. Boys of Summer, you know,
then,
that whole
then
thing.
Then open the roof. If it's made to play outdoors, then open the roof. But you know what? It can't be played when it's raining.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden, a lot of people are probably taking off work. Hell, there's probably some Astros fans that plan trips out there, and now they're having to adjust. There's just too much on the line, and there's too much money for there not to be a retractable roof. Rain delays are Mickey Mouse.
But this is
rain
something you can talk about. League. This is something you can talk about with the Professional Sports Summit.
Thank you.
When they're working out all their seasons.
Can we host the panel?
To maximize all that. I'll help them out, man.
NBA doesn't need to start till like New Year's. I would say New Year's, and then they can go
Christmas
June,
Day.
July. They should go up.
Make Christmas Day your big
opener?
You know, yeah.
Their season should end before training camp begins.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it should be an extra month, the NBA. They end too early.
Yeah.
And then you have
start on Christmas Day.
Dead July
period. Play about 50, 60 games.
Yeah.
Do a little bracket on your playoff rather than this, you know, the only fewer teams. That's the way to go. Baseball should absolutely reduce the number of games, speed up the game even more so than they do, and play 7-game series all the way around.
Including in the first round?
Yeah.
Okay. I see you there. Sports Summit. It's the In the Loop Sports Summit. We need to get something going there. If you're just tuning in, Yordan Alvarez batting sixth. Yuli Gurriel is batting fifth today for the Stros. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. We're about 2.5 hours away from the Astros game. We'll have it for you, or we'll get you through it here on Sports Radio 610. You can come up here and watch it with us at the Verizon Artist Lounge. Texans also a big game on Sunday. It's against the Indianapolis Colts. There is no Andrew Luck. And we know how good the Texans are playing, 4-2 right now, a half game up in the AFC South. Huge opportunity for the team on Sunday. We knew that the Colts would be the team the Texans would have to go toe-to-toe with to win the division. We thought Andrew Luck would be the guy in their way. However, he is not. And the Texans deserve a lot of credit thus far for the stuff they've done on the offensive side of the ball, in large part because of the trades that they made early this offseason. Duke Johnson for a fourth rounder. It's probably going to turn into a third rounder. And then the Laremy Tunsil trade, 2 firsts and a second for Laremy Tunsil and Kenny Stills. And, of course, the Carlos Hyde trade as well. So many moves on the offensive side. Texans, the best offense in the league the last 3 years. And the head coach, Bill O'Brien, likes the way the GM is doing things, who also happens to be Bill O'Brien.
We've done a decent job of trying to anticipate whether it's an injury or some things that we may need down the road relative to who we're playing, and this goes all the way back to the offseason, you know, whether it was trading for Duke Johnson or most recently signing Phillip Gaines, you know, whatever it is, I think we do a good job of communicating. Myself, Jack Easterby, Matt Bazergan, Chris Olsen, definitely a team, and it's a consensus-building team that's working very well right now relative to that. I mean, you know, we've got to go win and play games, but as far as what you're talking about, we communicate very well.
You know what? I got to give him credit because I'm not even making fun of him for this. I think as far as Bill O'Brien's best work this year, I think for how they're built in 2019 right now in this small window. Now, trading those draft picks can come back and bite you in the ass very quickly. Very quickly, not having 2 firsts and losing a second in the next 2 years, that can bite you in the ass quickly. But as far as 2019, I think Bill O'Brien's best work has been as GM fixing the offensive side of the ball. 100%, he deserves credit in this small 2019 window. And we said that at the beginning.
Oh, absolutely. And I also said that, you know, what does he care if it doesn't work? Because he won't be here. But it's working. So he will be here, and then you can worry about not having those draft picks at a later point. And, of course, I say it's working. It's working for now. You know, so If it continues to go on this trend, they were all smart moves because you're protecting your biggest asset. He hasn't had a sack, hadn't been sacked in the last 2 weeks. So, yeah, Bill O'Brien likes what Bill O'Brien's doing.
What if he just said it like that instead?
Bill O'Brien, Jimmy likes Elaine. like that old Seinfeld.
Oh, is that the guy that had the shoes on Seinfeld?
Yeah, and he was on the treadmill.
Yeah.
Jimmy.
Yeah. There it is.
Jimmy likes Elaine.
Man, you know what? This is the longest you've ever gone since we've been working together. What are we on right now? Episode 351. Mm-hmm. It's the longest you've ever gone without a Seinfeld reference.
I'll have another one next segment.
No, don't. Don't get on a hot streak. I'm not trying to break you out of a slump. I'm just saying I was very proud of you because that was the first one I heard in a very long time.
But that's what Bill O'Brien is channeling, Jimmy. Jimmy likes Elaine.
Those shoes that made you
Bill
jump.
O'Brien likes what Bill O'Brien's doing.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you in the Loop Sports Radio 6. Did you ever watch Seinfeld, Figgy?
I tried to, man.
You don't like it?
Nah.
Why not?
I don't know. It really wasn't funny.
It was funny for a lot of people.
You're going to get killed for this.
Yeah.
You're going to get killed for
this.
It
wasn't for me.
He's more of a Fresh Prince guy.
Oh, no.
You like Martin?
That's the Black Seinfeld.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
It is the Black Seinfeld. That's what it's been called anyway. No, Seinfeld's the greatest ever been. Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard it.
I'm just making sure.
Haven't you heard that, Figgy?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
What was the neighbor's name, Bruhman?
Bruhman from the fifth floor.
Bruhman was the best. Come in there and eat your cereal and your milk.
He was Kramer. See, they all had their counterpoints. He was Kramer.
Kramer, speaking of race cards.
Oh, my gosh. That's not even funny. Yeah. That's not even funny, man.
I don't know if Bruhman wants to get lumped in there with Kramer.
Mm-hmm.
Career's kind of fallen down since that one night, one video. He was really the first one to get cell phone videoed. It was a long time ago.
Yeah,
he got rocked.
Yeah.
Man, Kramer, rest in peace.
He still hadn't done a whole lot since then.
He actually had an interview on that Jerry Seinfeld Netflix show.
Oh, the Comedians in Cars, yeah.
He opens up about that and really kind of cries about it.
Well, he should have.
Not enough to make you feel sorry for him, but he just basically opens up just how hard his life's been since then. Still counting checks, though.
Mm-hmm.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you in the Loop, Sports Radio 610, in anticipation of Game 3 of the ALCS. Let's talk about the Texans and Colts. Post Andrew Luck, and we got to give an Astros reliever a lot of credits. Roberto Osuna, my goodness, he's come a long way in a short time. We're going to hear the articulation of the Astros closer next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.